Fourth grader Asher Ravona told lawmakers his school needs more money so they can hire more teachers. He said he was struggling in math recently but couldn't get the help he needed.
After a couple of days, I finally got some one-on-one help and I understood what the teacher was teaching us. I would appreciate if you guys could fully fund education so I and other kids don't fall behind.
Jason Mercier with Washington Policy Center says a capital gains tax is an income tax, and that's not legal in our state.
You know, we know the voters want support income taxes. We know the Supreme Court has said we can't have one. So let's try to call this thing an excise tax and see if we can get it put in place that way.
Republicans in the state Senate plan to fund education with a property tax swap, doing away with local levy taxes, replacing them with a statewide school property tax rate.
In eastern Washington and some of the rural parts of western Washington that have lower home values, it's basically a net tax cut. They come out ahead.
But he says people with higher property values would certainly see an increase. Carlene Johnson, Como News.